The Language of Desire, The Tease Intensifier. This technique is all about the thrill of the chase, even after you've been caught. The Tease Intensifier playfully puts you just out of your man's reach. It builds up a little tension and sexual frustration so that when you do let him catch you, the sizzle factor is high. This technique is a mix and match of different elements. You don't have to follow any of these steps in any particular order, and you can absolutely combine any of them in conjunction with other techniques. Personally, I use pieces of the Tease Intensifier several times a week in my relationship, if not daily. It's kind of my signature style, and I have absolute confidence that using this is a big part of what keeps my man constantly feeling like he can never get enough of me in his life. All right, first up is the tease kiss. For the tease kiss, you are going to grab your man at a totally random time, ideally an inopportune time for sex, and lay a totally passionate kiss on him out of the blue. Grab the back of his head and push your body up against his, use your tongue, kiss him like you want to screw his brains out right that very second, and then stop. And go right back to what you were doing before, leaving him reeling and off kilter, and probably with a boner. So I use the tease kiss at times like he's leaving for work and is in a rush or has an important meeting so he can't stay to make good on the promise of my kiss. Or right before walking into a social event that we are committed to attending. Or while I'm cooking dinner and the oven timer is about to go off. Even when the pizza delivery guy is pulling into the driveway and about to ring the doorbell. Or one of us is leaving on a short outing or trip. Sometimes I'll just pull him aside quickly in the hallway or bathroom when we're with other people or at someone's house. Or in the middle of doing something at home just randomly. And it catches him off guard. And the first few times you do this, he'll probably ask you, "Whoa, where did that come from?" or something like that. And you just smile sweetly and say, "You know, you just turn me on so much sometimes I can't control myself." After a few times, he'll know the deal, that you're doing it on purpose to tease him. And it may seem like it'll get old after a while or he won't respond the same way. But if you space it out enough, like every couple of weeks, he will never tire of it, even when he knows exactly what you're doing. It gets his engine totally revved up and then cut short. And because there's a real-life circumstance interrupting you, use that as another opportunity to tease him some more with the tease text. So, the tease text. I love teasing via text message because you can use it for times you aren't face-to-face. And you can also use it when you discreetly want to carry on a sexy conversation when you're in the same room with other people nearby. But I want you to table that thought. You're going to learn way more about that in the technique called verbal Viagra that's later on in this module. So you set the tone for the teasing text with a quick little intro. And this will become your signal to him that you're being playful and looking for him to engage with you. So you say something like, "If we were alone... dot, dot, dot. I wish... dot, dot, dot. Stop. Know what?" with a smiley face. "Or you have me so... dot, dot, dot." Leaving the ellipsis on the end tells him that there's more to that thought, and it gets his imagination revved up, and he can't help but respond. Then you follow up with the sexy reveal. So it could go something like this. "You. If we were alone right now, dot, 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 him. If we were alone, what would happen?" smiley face. "You. I would be on my knees in front of you, dot, 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 him. And then? You. I'd take your dick out of your pants, dot, 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 him. And? You. You'd be groaning in pleasure. Damn, I wish we were alone." Sometimes you might not get a response right away, especially if you aren't face-to-face and you can't tell him to check his phone. You can decide to continue and send the second part of your message after a few minutes, or you can simply wait. If he doesn't respond, you can amp up the tease. When you see or speak to him next, ask him if he saw your text. And when he says, "Yeah, what were you going to say?" You can tell him, only good boys who reply get to know what was on my mind, and then change the subject. This trains him to pay attention and reply if he wants the reward. With the tease text, you can be sweetly naughty or as flat-out raunchy as you want to be. And while I know my guy loves it when I talk super dirty with him, I like to vary it, because that's part of the tease. He will never be quite sure what he's about to read next. So here's several variations you could use, from sweet to explicit. So because I'm saying this to you on audio, I'm going to read the first line and then the possible responses. So hopefully it is easy to follow along. But if it doesn't seem to make sense, go ahead and open up your dashboard and look at this lesson on screen, and then it'll be much clearer. Okay, so here's the first line that you would send. You'd say, if you were here, or if we were alone, dot, dot, dot. And then wait for his reply. And then you would send something like, I wouldn't be able to keep my hands off of you. I would take you in my mouth, licking and sucking until you lose control. You could bend me over the back of a chair and take me hard and fast. I'd be stroking your hard cock and begging you to fuck me. I'd be face down, ass up, so you could fill me up so deep. Okay, so that was one set, the first line, and those were just a couple of ideas of variations that you would send back to him once he replied. Okay, the next idea is a simple sending him a text that says, I wish, with the ellipsis, dot, 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 and wait for his reply, and then send, all these people weren't here, and I could have my way with you right now. Or, I could rip those jeans right off of you. Or, you could feel exactly how turned on and wet I am right now. Okay, and the third variation is to send a simple text that says, dot, dot, dot. And wait for his reply. And then you'd send, do you have any idea how much you turn me on? Or, you look so fucking sexy right now in that suit you're wearing. Or, I can't stop thinking of your amazing penis and how bad I want you right now. Another idea, just to send the word stop, dot, dot, dot. And then you would send after, making me so horny. I can't focus on the game or speech, conversation, my work, etc. Or, distracting me with your sexy ass, the little winky face. Or, filling my head with deliciously dirty ideas. And then the later text, you'd go on to describe them. Another variation, you have me so... dot, dot, dot. Turned on. Can we leave early? I want you so bad right now. Or, reply with... the first one is, you have me so... and then your reply would be, wet right now. Or, horny right now. I need you to fuck me bad. Or, so fucking turned on. I need you inside of me, filling me up, making me moan loud right now. So there's just some ideas of playful text, and then you can launch into something really explicit if you are comfortable with that. Or you can keep it, you know, a little more on the PG side. And just so you know, too, there are a ton of starter texts and text ideas in the bonus guides that come with this program. So, okay, so one of the keys to mastering tease texting and dirty talk in general is understanding that this is a dance you're doing with your partner. And in dancing, sometimes the tempo goes at a furious pace, and other times it slows way down. And that's part of what keeps it interesting. So after you've had a raunchy round of texting, I want you to dial things all the way back to PG land. Tease him by making him think you're about to get dirty, but then you put on your best little Miss Innocent act. So here's an example. You send him a text that says, I can't stop thinking about... dot, dot, dot. He replies, yeah, with a winky face. And you say, the new handbag I saw, I really want to get it. And he says, oh. And you say, why, what did you think I was going to say? With a little wink. Or you tease him like this. You send him a text that says, oh, wow, dot, dot, dot. And he says, what? You say, "It's pouring out. I just got so wet running to the car." And he says, "Oh, really?" with a winky face. And you say, "Get your mind out of the gutter, mister. I'm talking about the weather." The little winky face. So no matter if he tries to steer the conversation to dirty talk, you resist. Change the subject, but tease and flirt, keeping it sweet and innocent while you do it. And this is going to probably confuse him a little bit, and it might even frustrate him, which is totally fine, because you want to keep him guessing from time to time. This keeps him engaged and kind of chomping at the bit for your naughty side to return. So the next tease that I'm going to teach you is called the innuendo tease. And this is a more subtle cousin of the tease text. It's powerful because it displays confidence and wit, and it's a way to steer an otherwise proper conversation towards something naughty. Adding a little verbal spice with a wink and a nod, playfully, gets his attention. Much like the way a burlesque dancer hints at her body using props, using innuendo the right way gives your man a sneak peek to your sexy side that's just slightly out of his grasp. Gives him a little frustration, and it keeps him invested in the chase, especially in a long-term relationship. It also has him looking forward to even the most banal conversations with you, because he just never knows what might come out of your mouth. Keeping him hooked and on his toes is a fun way to build that sexual tension. So, how do you inject a little sexual innuendo into a conversation? First step is to look for opportunities. Trigger words like wet, hot, hard, rocking, sliding, top, etc. Those are all easy places to start. Example, he says, "Wow, it's so stormy out today." And you say, "Yes, I went outside and got all wet." He says, "The sales presentation went great. I think my bid will come out on top." And you say, "Being on top is the best." He says, "What movie should we go see?" You could say, "How about something stimulating with a great ending?" The kicker is when he responds to your use of innuendo, you playfully go back to the proper conversation you were having. So let's go back to those examples. He says, "Wow, it's so stormy out today." You say, "Yes, I went outside and I got all wet." He says, "Oh, really? You're all wet right now?" You say, "Yes, my hair's a mess. Now, what time will you be home?" Or he says, "The sales presentation went great. I think my bid will come out on top." And you say, "Being on top is the best," with a wink. He says, "I like it when you're on top, too," with a wink. You say, "Ha ha. So yes, let me know when you hear back from the client on your bid." He says, "What movie should we go see?" You say, "How about something stimulating with a great ending?" He says, "Oh, you're in the mood for a happy ending, huh?" You say, "Yes, later. The new Spike Jones one is playing at 7:30. Want to see that?" So when you're texting, you want to use that little winky face to let him know you're purposely flirting. In person, you can actually wink or raise an eyebrow, but when you're texting, you want to use the little emoticon. And the key to the innuendo tease is to use it selectively. You don't want to turn every reply into something sexual like Michael Scott did in the show The Office, where he added, "That's what she said," into every conversation, even though it became funny because he was so clueless. But it gets juvenile and a bit tedious when it's overdone. So when you notice that he adds in some innuendo to your conversations, acknowledge it. You can banter back to mirror his train of thought, or you can playfully call him a naughty boy and steer it back to the proper topic. But you definitely want to acknowledge his efforts positively, even if you find that what he's saying isn't all that funny. Okay, so the next lesson is the oral intensifier. And I promised you this lesson was going to teach you how to give the best blowjob of his life. So I'll see you over there.